We are talking about the willpower instinct, how self-control works, why it matters, and what you can do to get more of it by Kelly McGonigal. 84% of Kelly's willpower students reported that learning about willpower actually increased their self-discipline. And according to the American Psychological Association, Americans name lack of willpower as the number one reason they struggle to meet their goals. But we know that just learning about willpower can increase your own, which is great news for you because learning about willpower is exactly what you're about to do. See, many experts believe that we have limited amounts of willpower. Just like a muscle, with use it tires out, yet with breaks and repetitive use it grows stronger. Therefore, small willpower tasks like choosing not to cuss or using your weaker hand to open doors may seem insignificant, but can actually strengthen your willpower. Kelly is quick to point out that there is a growing body of research that says yes, we have limited amounts of willpower for the things we don't want to do. Yet when it comes to what we do want, our willpower is harder to deplete, which is the primary reason it is so important to understand the three components of willpower: I will, I won't, and I want power. I won't power is a traditional way people think of willpower, the ability to resist temptation. I won't drink, I won't text my ex, I won't rack up debt. I will power is taking positive action, doing what needs to get done, even when you don't feel like it. I will go to the gym, I will study, I will get enough sleep. See, knowing what you won't and will do is important, but the secret sauce for long-term success is I want power. Why did you set your goal in the first place? What do you really want more, the hamburger or to lose weight, financial security or the latest designer purse? We have to be able to recognize what serves us better, our current temptation or our long-term goal. Interestingly, Kelly tells us the reason why acting in our own best interest is difficult is due to our tendency to think of our future selves as a stranger. This is why smokers can smoke today, even though they know it's killing them, they feel like it's ruining some stranger's health, not their own. And for the same reason, people have a hard time saving for retirement. So to remedy this, Kelly encourages us to do two things designed to help us identify with our future selves. The first is to think of a future-defining moment. Mine, personally, is envisioning going on a hike with my great-great-grandkids and showing them my favorite waterhole. Now, the second suggestion is to write a letter from your future self to your current self expressing gratitude for creating the life of your dreams. The important component to both of these is you're envisioning your future self and what that future self looks like, and you know what you need to do to get there. So getting to know your future self is important, but just as important is being familiar with your today's self. In fact, Kelly calls knowing thyself the first rule of willpower. Kelly wrote, "Self-awareness is the one self you can always count on to help you do what is difficult and what matters most. Therefore, we have to get very intimate with the thoughts and feelings that lead you to violate your I won't and I will powers. If you don't know what causes you to fall off the wagon, you will have a hell of a time staying on the road to success. So knowing thyself is married to living mindfully. For tips on how to live more mindfully, check out my review of Peace is Every Step. So how do your personal self-judgments, both good and bad, affect your willpower? Kelly comically talks about the halo effect when we're feeling good and the what the hell response when we're feeling bad. She says, studies show that people who order a main dish advertised as healthy choice also order more indulgent drinks, side dishes, and desserts. So essentially, you fall prey to the halo effect anytime you think, hey, I'm making a good choice, or hey, I'm being virtuous, so I deserve to be a little bit bad. But in contrast, the what the hell effect is when you're already feeling bad. What the hell, I already ruined my diet, so I might as well binge eat for the rest of the day. When we feel guilty and disappointed, we are susceptible to overindulgence and doing the what the hell effect. So a good way to overcome both of these is to have a plan in place for the inevitable moments you get off course and a pre-established reward for when you are feeling deserving. Now let's move on to tip time. We have three tips, and the first is how to release stress effectively. See, when you're stressed, you're more susceptible to temptation and willpower failure. Yet the way people try to reduce stress isn't effective. The American Psychological Association said the most effective stress relief strategies are exercise, praying, reading, listening to music, spending time with loved ones, engaging in a hobby, and meditating. But the least effective strategies are gambling, shopping, smoking, drinking, eating, video games, surfing the internet, and watching more than 2 hours of TV. So check out the actualization worksheet for a 5-minute meditation exercise to help you reduce stress and increase your willpower. Tip 2 is to invest your willpower instead of just spending it. Kelly says that there is research that shows our willpower and self-control is highest in the morning and weakens as the day wears on. Therefore, it's in your best interest to invest your willpower wisely by tackling your highest priority task and the tasks you don't really want to do earlier in the day. And tip 3 is a 1-week experiment. All you have to do is reduce the variability of your behavior. Remember when we talked about our future self and how we disassociate from it? Well, sometimes we have the tendency to believe that our future self is going to behave better than our today self as well. So the whole point with this experiment is if you smoke 10 cigarettes today, you have to smoke 10 cigarettes for the rest of the week every single day. Kelly wrote, "View every choice you make as a commitment to all future choices." The reason this approach works is because we can't lie to ourselves and say our today's choice won't affect our tomorrow's choices. If you binge eat candy today, that means you're committing to do it for the rest of the week. So you will have to start taking your choices more seriously and start considering the compounding effect of your choices. So everyone struggles with willpower. Please remember to be kind to yourself. Self-ridicule and shame only make you more susceptible to willpower failure. Let's end with a quote from Kelly. Willpower has gone from being the thing that distinguishes us humans from other animals to the thing that distinguishes us from each other. Thank you for joining me, and you make it a great day.